Not a stone's throw from the Martello Tower in Sandy Cove, a small group of dedicated Joyce fans gather every Wednesday morning in a well-known local pub to read his work. This group has spent the past year reading Ulysses, and for the 3 years before that, Finnegan's Wake. As the final episode of Ulysses was drawing to a close, a discussion started up as to what the group should read next. Someone suggested Exiles, James Joyce's one and only play, which he completed in 1916. It had been turned down for the Abbey Theatre by Yeats, but received its first major performance in London in 1970, directed by Harold Pinter. Since then, Exiles has rested in obscurity, not seen as Joyce's greatest work, and rarely performed by any theatre group, professional or amateur. Because I am one of the many volunteers who man and woman the Martello Tower in Sandy Cove, I naturally took an interest in what the reading group's plans were for their next delve into Joyce's work. The idea of Exiles was mentioned to me, and soon a plan was taking shape to do a rehearsed reading of Exiles as part of this year's Blooms Week celebrations. I ordered Exiles from the library, and before I knew where I was, I'd agreed to abridge this three-act play of over 2 hours into something that could be performed in 50 minutes. We don't want to bore the pants off our audience, I told myself, having read Exiles in one sitting the evening before. And while recognising the obvious genius of James Joyce, he had gone on a bit, like, and I'll be shot for saying it, he was prone to do. And while going on a bit seems perfectly acceptable in Ulysses, when Molly Bloom's stream of consciousness brings us to places hitherto undiscovered in the world of modernist writing, or when Finnegan's Wake presents a world so obscure that only a small portion of our population appear to actually understand it, Exiles is a play, and going on a bit is not, in my view, an option. Not in 50 minutes anyway. We needed to hold the attention of our audience. And so I set to. The play's copyright long out of date, I downloaded Exiles into a PDF, enabled the editing option, and off I went. It took far longer than I thought. Exiles was over 28,000 words long, and to reduce it to a quarter of its size, while holding on to the essence of the work, put all my editing skills to the test. Throughout the exercise, James Joyce and I struck up many conversations. Although I must admit, I did most of the talking. Now, come on, James, I cautiously began. What exactly is the play about? I've read it several times, and I still struggle to describe it. It's clearly autobiographical, and it seems to me that the main character, Richard Roan, the writer, is you. Am I right? And his common law wife, as it was then called, Bertha, is Nora Barnacle. And the husband, Richard, wants Bertha, the common law wife, to have a love affair with the journalist, Robert Hand, so he can write about what it's like to be cuckolded. Is that it? I know there's also lots of existential talk and mention of luminous certitude and such like, but that's the plot of the play in a nutshell, isn't it? I took the silence that followed for approval. Then I grew more daring. And there really is only room, James, for three characters in this play. Would you mind terribly if I killed off two of them? We already have a menage a trois. And the two that I'm killing off are superfluous to the plot, are they not, Jim? And on it went, until many hours and lots of toil and sweat later, the 28,000 words have been reduced to precisely 8,346. It's my belief James Joyce didn't turn over once in his grave in Zurich, for by this stage I felt we'd built up quite a rapport and were together every step of the way. While all this was going on, three people emerged from the Wednesday reading group who were prepared to put themselves forward for our performance of Exiles. Could we call it a performance if we still held the scripts in our hands? Of course we could. Rehearsals began and rolled along at a tremendous pace. Soon, props and costumes were introduced. Our cast of actors excelled themselves and got right into the passion and tension of the play, for it is full of passion and tension. James Joyce himself called it a game of three cat and mouse acts. By the time you get to hear this, our performance will already have taken place. Our audience will have been introduced to Exiles for the first time. And for those of you who have an interest in all things Joycean, we're thinking of taking a look at Finnegan's Wake next. Yes, we are. Now, how many words are there in that?